You are listening to the Purpose Church High School Ministry Podcast. Whether this is your first episode or you've heard them all, God has something to say to you. Our vision is to see every student everywhere following Jesus, and we hope this message helps you take your next step in your faith. To learn more about our high school ministry, visit our website, purposechurch.com/HSM, and check us out on Instagram at purposehsm. We hope you enjoy today's episode.
Perfect. Okay, so as Pastor Claire mentioned, I'm Natalie, and I'm one of your HSM summer interns. I go to High Point University out in North Carolina, so a little bit far away from home, but I graduated in 2024, so I was in these seats not too long ago, and I'm so grateful to be back and be spending the summer with you guys. It's been so much fun, and I can't wait to continue to spend the rest of the summer with you guys. Before we get started, I just want to pray so we all have our hearts open and our desires set to hear the word tonight. God, thank you for being so good. We love you so much, and we're just so thankful that we all get to be here together every Wednesday night and get to worship you, Lord. I pray tonight that any distractions that were brought here can be left at the door and that our hearts can just be open to hear what you have to say to us tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Okay, so if you guys weren't here last week, Pastor Claire, it was amazing. She talked about self-control, and we talked about how sometimes we might ask God to help us guide our desires or maybe things we talk about or how we talk to others. And that's kind of what we're going to be touching on today is how we talk about others and how we talk to others and how to be a good team player and say no to gossip. Gossip is pretty normalized. I mean, you guys see all like the different like gossip magazines and articles and social media posts and TV shows. It's pretty normalized, especially like in sports, talking about all the different people that are being traded. I think especially in basketball, it's like a big thing. I'm not really sure. But yeah, it's super normalized in our world's culture to gossip. And so a lot of times we think, okay, like it's not that bad. Like everyone does it. And we think of the weight and destructive nature of sin and the weight of sin, we often aren't thinking about things like gossip. We're thinking of things like murder and idolatry and severe lying and those kind of things. But gossip is a sin just like those things are. Gossip isn't just about spreading lies about the people around you. It's also just about spreading negative thoughts, feelings, information about people that aren't there to defend themselves or talk about themselves, and talking about people behind their backs in a way that's not glorifying to the Lord and not uplifting to the people around you. Proverbs, as we learned throughout the series, shares a ton of wisdom, and it doesn't stay on track. One verse will be about self-control, and the next verse is about gossip. So it can be a little hard to follow, but it's a very rich chapter, so I encourage you guys to definitely be reading Proverbs. And God's word is super clear about the sinfulness of gossip, especially in Proverbs, but also in other chapters like James. James describes the power of words like a destructive fire in James 3:6. It says, "The tongue also is a fire, a world of evil among the parts of body. It corrupts the whole body, sets the whole course of one's life on fire, and itself on fire by hell." That's pretty powerful, that your words have the power to set your whole course of life astray, your whole course of life on fire. I mean, that tells us that how we talk to others, how we talk to ourselves even, is really important. Again, in Proverbs 13:3, it says, "Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin." How we talk about ourselves and how we talk about others in their lives can bring life or it can bring death, and the weight of that is really, really powerful. Gossip can be more than just in friendship circles, families gossip, friends gossip, coworkers gossip. But tonight we're going to mostly focus on like friendship gossip, especially in high school. This is something that a lot of us can struggle with. It's just super common in high school, but it also extends past high school. This is something that I see at college. This is stuff that we see people like adults that deal with this. It's things that people deal with at work. And so this is something that's really important for us to gear up and learn how to face gossip now. That way we can set ourselves up for success in the future and not know how to deal with gossip. Gossip is one of the quickest killers of genuine friendship. Gossip with others can make a quick and fragile connection. And developing trust with others might take longer, but the connection's gonna last. It's easy to bond with someone over like, "Oh my gosh, did you hear so-and-so, blah, 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 blah." But that's not like a genuine connection with that person. That's very surface level, building a connection over like talking bad about someone. That's also not a godly friendship, which we're going to touch on today as well. Your playbook for facing gossip matters. You have to have a plan of what are you going to do when you face gossip? What are you going to do when you're in a situation and your friends are gossiping? Are you going to sit there? Are you going to laugh? Like, you have to have a playbook and know what you're going to do. Let's be honest with ourselves. How do we really react when we hear gossip about others versus gossip about ourselves? We know it doesn't feel good being gossiped about. I'm pretty sure almost everyone in this room has been gossiped about, and it doesn't feel good hearing that your friends or people you don't know are saying negative things behind your back. But how do we react when we hear gossip about other people that we don't know? Maybe for some of us, the hard truth is that we think, well, I'm not gossiping. I'm not starting the conversation. I'm not walking over to a friend group. Oh my gosh, did you hear Pastor Claire said blah, 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 blah. I'm not doing that, but I'm sitting there and I'm listening to it and I'm not saying, hey guys, I'm not okay with this. I might sit, I might join in, I might laugh, but I'm not really saying like, I don't want to be a part of this gossip. Being on the sidelines still makes you part of the team. If you're on the sideline, listening in on the gossip, laughing along, sitting there, nodding along, you're still part of the team. You might not be playing, but you're still on the bench playing on the team. Sometimes it can feel frustrating. Last week we talked about self-control, and I heard some of you guys talk about, and I talked about how sometimes it can be frustrating when we're like, God, like, please help me, like, remove myself from situations where people are gossiping around me, God. Like, help me not gossip, help me not gossip, help my friends not gossip around me. But have we really, like, asked those people not to gossip around us, or is this kind of, like, just a hope that we're putting out there? Are we taking the steps to achieve not being around gossip, or are we just kind of hoping it happens? In Proverbs 17:4, it says, a wicked person listens to deceitful lips. A liar pays attention to destructive tongue. So this is kind of gives a depiction to me of someone listening to the gossip, someone that is sitting there listening to the gossip. You might not be participating in it, but a wicked person is listening to deceitful lips. God tells us that refusing to listen stops the spread of gossip. And without an audience, a rumor can die. People want, you know, to gossip and you join in and hear more and, oh, tell me more, tell me more. But if you make it clear with them, you don't want to be a part of it, the rumor's going to die and it's not going to continue. The wise person is going to guard their own speech. And so it's important that we are attentive to what we're saying back to this gossip and that we're not just, you know, nodding along saying, oh, yeah, I heard that. It's important that we stand up for this. When we look at Jesus, we never saw him tearing people down. We never saw him, you know, talking about people negatively behind their backs. And so it's important that as Christians, we can look to Jesus as an example and we strive to be like him more each and every day. And a big step is by not talking negatively about people behind their backs. So I tried to whittle it down to 3 simple steps for you guys to stop gossip and shut it down as it's happening. Of course, the best situation is that this doesn't happen to you guys, but I know this is like real life and people are gonna gossip. So step 1 is calling out the sin and the gossip. This can be really hard, especially if these are your close friends and this is a pattern that you keep seeing over and over. Maybe this is a friend group that's kind of built on gossip and this might be really hard to, hey guys, I don't wanna talk about that person anymore. I don't wanna gossip. Guys, I don't want to be known as the people that are gossiping about our other friends. We're not called to be like the world. We're called to be set apart and not only like proclaim the name of Jesus, but strive to be more like him each and every day. And we have to ask ourselves, is gossiping like really pushing us toward the Lord, or is it making us have more distance between us and the Lord? And is it going to make that relationship harder or easier? And I think God's word makes it clear to us that gossiping about others is not going to strengthen our relationship with him. So after you've called out the gossip and you've called out the sin, those friends come back again. They're knocking on your door again. They're gossiping about someone else. Now you can redirect the conversation. In Proverbs 26:20, it says, without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. Don't fuel the fire of gossip. The more you give in, oh yeah, I heard she wore a red shirt, and I heard she wore a red skirt too. the more you give in to that, it's going to continue that conversation. And that doesn't show the people around you that you don't want to gossip. That shows them that you're going to continue to gossip with them and you're going to join in on that conversation with them. And you might bring in some gossip of your own to join in that conversation. Removing the fuel is like not showing interest. So change the subject, redirect the conversation, especially if calling out the sin and the gossip hasn't worked. Now, if both of those things haven't worked, this might be a more challenging situation, especially, like I said, if these are friends that you've had for a long time and this is a pattern that's been going on, it could be harder for these things to change. In this situation, you need to remove yourself. This might be really hard. Like, this is a friend group you've had for a while, or they're new friends. It can be really hard. You might be gossiping to, you know, or being included in the gossip to make new friends and feel included, and it's hard to step away from that sometimes. And this is where, like, the self-control comes in of, like, you need to ask the Lord for that strength and that self-control to not join in on the gossip and have the strength to remove yourself from that situation. Removing yourself from the situation makes it clear you're not going to step into gossip or be a part of gossiping anymore. And you may lose friends. And that's a really hard truth to hear. But I think that a lot of people, you guys might have already experienced this in your lives. You may have lost a friend because you didn't agree on something. You know, it might be something like not agreeing on one of these like moral kind of things, or it might be a small disagreement. But I think the Lord blesses you abundantly when you're obedient to him. And when you're obedient and say no to gossip, the Lord is gonna bless you with godly friendships that are gonna fulfill you and make you feel closer to him. So what is a godly friendship? In Proverbs 27:17, again, offers a lot of wisdom about a lot of different things. You guys should definitely take a look at it. Proverbs 27:17, it says, as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. The one who guards a fig tree will eat its fruit, and whoever protects the master will be honored. A godly friendship is one that's going to develop and improve the other person's faith and character. A godly friendship isn't one that wants you to be far away from the Lord. It's one that wants to draw you close to the Lord. It's one that wants to pray for you. It's one that wants to walk away from sin with you. How we talk about people matters, and the Lord makes that clear in Proverbs and just like in other books of the Bible, just like we've been talking about. It's important that we can continue to guard our speech, but also be courageous and be not like the world and step away from those things. It's really hard, but each one of us is blessed with this community at HSM where we get to come here and be together surrounded by other people who also want to dive deep in the Lord. And I really encourage you guys to take advantage of these groups that you're in and just like really invest in them, because these are like the friendships that you guys are pouring into each Sunday, each Wednesday, studying the word together. And it's really cool to see you guys sharpen each other's faith and develop each other's character. If someone listened to the way that we all talk, someone not here with us, someone at school or on our sports team or at work, what would they say about our character? How do you speak when you're frustrated? How do you speak when you're angry? How do you speak when you're tired? How do you speak when you're excited? What would they learn about your character? Matthew 12:34 says, for the mouth speaks what the heart is full of. The mouth speaks what the heart is full of. What are you filling your heart with? Are you waking up each morning and indulging in the word? What are you filling your heart of? Because that's what's going to come out when you're frustrated, when you're angry, when you're tired, when you're excited, when you don't know what to do, when you're lost, when you're confused. Our speech should consistently honor the Lord and reflect the character of Christ. This isn't something that, oh, on Sunday, you know, I don't gossip on Sundays and Wednesdays, but at school, like, no one's there to see me talk and no one's there to hear what I have to say about other people. The Lord sees, and our speech should consistently honor the Lord and reflect the character of Christ. And if we want to be an example to other people of what Christ is like, Jesus never talked negatively about people behind their back. And so I think that's really important to remember that, like, that's not a good example of, like, the love that Jesus has for us. the love that Jesus had for us was standing up for us and doing the right thing when no one else was watching and standing up for us, even when it was hard. You know, Jesus died on the cross for our sins, and he didn't have to do that for us. Proverbs 26:20-22, without wood, a fire goes out. Without a gossip, a quarrel dies down. As charcoal to embers and as wood to fire, so is a quarrelsome person for kindling strife. The words of a gossip are like choice morsels. They go down to the inmost parts. I want to go back and say that question again. How do we react when we hear gossip about others versus how we hear about ourselves? We're really hurt when we hear it about ourselves, but we're really quick to talk about other people. I think this is something that's convicted me. I think during high school, it was easy to say, you know, this friend said this about me, so now I can go say this about her. But it's important that, like, we guard our speech, because clearly, like, the wise person is gonna guard their speech. And it can really hurt people. And God doesn't want us to hurt people. God knows how much gossip hurts. And yet he calls us to shut gossip down. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for all these students and leaders here tonight. I pray that you just touch each of their hearts tonight, Lord, and that you can just open their hearts to the conversations we're going to have in life groups tonight, Lord. I pray that they've heard your word on gossip tonight, Lord, and we hear that you're passionate about this topic and you don't want us to gossip, and that the way we speak to others and the way we speak about others when they're not there and the way we speak about ourselves is important to you. God, we want to honor you with our word. We want to honor you with our actions and our speech. Help us have the strength to say no to gossip. Help us to be courageous and step out of situations where we shouldn't be. Lord, we love you, and we're so grateful for you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.